come on in. Glad you could make it. What do you think of the decorations? I helped with party prep, so the hanging snowflakes were made by yours truly. So you don't think it's lame? Okay, phew. I was worried it gave off more kindergarten classroom vibes. So, as you can see, a lot more people came than expected. So, if you want Christmas cookies, you should get them before they're all gone. There are also brownies, but just a heads up, the ones with the green sprinkles have a little something something. Also, watch out because apparently somebody put the party info on some like sketchy dating app as a practical joke. So we may or may not have a bunch of single and ready to mingle strangers in this room as we speak. Just a warning, you might get slipped a lot of phone numbers tonight. I'm gonna go help in the kitchen, but I'll come find you in a little bit. Yeah, have fun.
Hi there. You managed to score the couch, I see. Well, the seating is taken. I saw two people making out on the floor. Is this your party? I just assumed that only someone as cute as you could get such a great turnout. I mean, just wow. It really is crowded in here, huh? If you want, maybe we could find somewhere quieter to talk. Or I could give you my number.
Am I interrupting?
Couch is all yours. We were just leaving.
I'm not after the couch. Actually, I need your help in the kitchen, fixing a pipe that broke. It's a disaster, water everywhere. So, can you come with me, please? Now?
You guys know each other?
Yeah, we're friends. Excuse us. Who was that? She was cute. She wanted you to go upstairs with her. The pipe isn't actually broken. I only brought you to the kitchen to get you out of there. You're welcome, by the way. For the easy out. What? Did you not want an out? I don't know, I just assumed you did. I don't know why. Do you want to go find her again? If you want to chase her down and find somewhere quieter where you two can, talk. I won't stop you. I'm not upset. I'm just sorry I interrupted your little moment with her. That sounded way bitchier than I meant it. I'm sorry, I didn't know that she was your type, that's all. She's pretty and everything. I just thought that you liked taking your time getting to know someone before you, you know. I know you didn't necessarily plan on getting with her, but she definitely wanted to get with you. So do you want to go find her or not? Okay. Then what do you want to do? I don't know, I just want to make sure you have a fun time tonight, and I feel like I ruined things. There are plenty of other single girls here that you could talk to if you want to go back out there. Okay, then stay in the kitchen. Am I upset? No. I don't know, maybe. Kind of. No, not with you. I'm not upset with her either. She liked you. Who can blame her? She didn't do anything wrong. In fact, I admire her confidence. Yeah, she sees what she wants and she goes after it. I wish I could say the same. Would you have gone upstairs with her if I hadn't interrupted? Shut up and answer the question. Is it wrong that I wouldn't want you to? Because I don't like picturing you with other people. It feels... I don't know, I just don't like it. It feels wrong. Yes, it feels wrong picturing you with someone else. Maybe because I'm very territorial of my best friend. Or maybe because it hurts. It hurts me to picture other people loving you because I always have. I've always loved you. Ever since I knew you, even before I'd memorized your face and your laugh and your mannerisms and every little microscopic thing about you, all I've ever wanted is for you to tell me that you feel the same way. Which is why I hung the mistletoe above the kitchen sink and lured you here. Yeah, look up. I planned on telling you how I feel later tonight, but then that girl was all over you, and I didn't want to leave anything to chance by waiting any longer. The truth is, I hate being your friend. Because all I can think about when I'm with you is how we could be so much more. And I know you feel it too. Look me in the eyes and tell me you don't feel the same way. Then kiss me already. If there weren't a mistletoe, would you still have kissed me? Just clarifying.